In verse 13 of the third chapter of James, he mentions knowledge, good conversations, works, meekness, and wisdom. All actions are to be performed with meekness of wisdom, with the humility that is born of being Christ-like. In verse 14, he says, "But if you have bitter envyings and strife in your heart, glory not. Do not take pride in this," he's saying, "and lie not against the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ." In verse 15, James says, "This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensuous, and devilish." Those who have bitter envy and strife in their hearts are without humility, and the lack of humility and meekness indicates that they do not have the wisdom of God, the wisdom that brings forth meekness. This selfish ambition, these evil things that is in your heart, from which all of your actions originate, is going to lead you down a path that you will regret. James says, if you find this kind of a spirit in your heart, don't pride yourself on it. Thus be in defiance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. James warns them against the expressions and deeds which contradict the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. This wisdom, the wrong spirit that James described in verse 14, descends not from above. It's not a heavenly wisdom. It's an earthly wisdom. It is sensuous and devilish, in contrast to the heavenly wisdom. This wisdom, he said, is not from God. It's from the father of lies. It's an earthly wisdom, which Paul denied that he was speaking from when he preached the gospel. He said, "I came to you in wisdom, not the wisdom that the world gives, but the wisdom that comes from on high, the wisdom from God." James reaches the ultimate in describing the evil attitudes, which he calls devilish, proceeding from Satan and resembling the spirit of demons. Paul declared that God is not the author of confusion. James tells the same truth by pointing out that when Satan forces is at work, there is confusion. Envious and strive confuse the man who harbors them until he cannot think clearly or act intelligently or Christ-like. These two evils also corrupt and confuse all social relationships where they are present in the attitude and actions of men. For wheresoever you find jealousy and rivalry, you will also find disharmony and many kinds of evil. If you have found that your life is filled with bitterness and strife, wouldn't you like to change? Wouldn't it be wonderful if all of us could sense and find and feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, the marvelous power and glory of God, not only believing in a system, but in a Savior, not listening to an argument, but listening to the living Word of God, not listening to theology, but listening to the presence of the Holy Spirit in our souls? It can happen. It can happen to you and to me. That's why the Lord opened the doors of grace to us. He has promised, if I repent of my sins, and if I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I will be added to the body of believers in Christ. I will be regenerated. I will be born from above. I will be born anew. God has promised that. And if it were not true, He would have told us. He won't lie to us, and He won't lead us down some blind alley. When God says, "I will do that," He will keep His word. Call on Him today. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.